Report: Swedish government had low priority to deport failed asylum seekers. By Chris Tomlinson on February 7, 2020. A report from the Migration Studies Delegation, DELMI, has claimed that the Swedish government has made deporting failed asylum seekers a low priority. The DELMI report examined cases of migrants who were refused residency or refugee status between 1999 and 2018 and found that 45% of the cases led to police becoming involved because the migrants had either disappeared or had to be forcibly removed from Sweden, Nyheteridag reports. Another 44% of the cases saw the migrants leave Sweden voluntarily, while 9% had their deportation orders cancelled. DELMI found that those who required deportation were given a low priority by the government despite various promises from politicians. Within both the police and the Swedish Migration Board, the two authorities that are going to execute cases, the deportation issues are regarded as an odd activity, not really in line with the core mission, or what the staff would prefer to do, the report states. The authors of the report also note that the many chances for migrants to appeal deportation orders has led to migrants and government officials not treating deportation orders as the final say in many cases, saying appeals send signals through the system that a no is not always a no. The report comes just days after a member of the Swedish parliament belonging to the left party encouraged Swedes to hide migrants who were at risk of deportation from law enforcement officials. Left party MP Daniel Riazat wrote on Facebook, "My message to all who can, hide a refugee. If it becomes illegal, hide too. It's called civil courage and humanity." Earlier this year, a member of the ruling Social Democrats was arrested after a Swedish newspaper discovered that he had helped facilitate illegal migration into the country, selling passport documents for as much as €3,000 for adults and €2,000 for children. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.